The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from Redwood City and Insight Meditation Center. And I'm kind of filled with a degree of kind of happiness and kind of delight to be here. And oddly enough, to be able to talk about this very important topic for our society, for our world, to talk about the three roots. And we'll continue today a little bit with the second root of hate. So it's a little odd to be happy to be talking about it, but it's mostly because of the opposite, the possibility of non-hate, that is so welcome and so inspiring for me. There is a very famous poem that probably many of you have heard, and popularly in English it often goes this way. It's a Buddhist poem from the Dhammapada. Hate is not overcome by hate, but by love alone is it overcome. This is the ancient truth. The literal translation of it is hate is not overcome by hate. By non-hate is hate overcome. This is the ancient truth. And the difference between saying love and non-hate is that non-hate is inclusive of a wider range of attitudes, motivations, emotions than love. Maybe love could include much more, but love is something a little bit more specific. Non-hate, in my mind, kind of opens up the possibility for a wide range of alternatives to hate. And as a reflection during this meditation, before we start, you might want to consider if you had a kind of a blank slate, maybe, or just, you know, didn't have, you're left alone to yourself. For you, what is the opposite of hate? What is the opposite that fits into the category of non-hate? What is the opposite of hate? And where do you feel that? How do you know that? What's your experience of that? Can you, do you have any reference point in your body for the opposite of hate, for non-hate? And maybe we'll use this as a reference point for the meditation today, if it's available. And if it's not available, this is fine as well. And I'll talk more about this during the talk, that that there is freedom to be found by being carefully attentive to the difficulties we have, the unwholesome states of mind that we have. So, to take our meditation posture and to gently ease into the posture. Kind of spend a little bit of time maybe moving around, rocking back and forth, and feeling the weight of your body against your whatever is supporting it. In the pull of gravity, what's holding you from falling through the floor? Your chair, your cushion. Gently closing your eyes. And gently lowering yourself into your experience of breathing. Somewhere in your body there are sensations associated with breathing. And rather than being in the control tower, looking at it, thinking about it, to relax the control tower, to relax the effort of thinking and figuring out and trying with any kind of tension. Instead of being in the control tower, being deep, be in your body, the physicality of sensations breathing. And that might be in the nostrils. It might be in the chest, in the diaphragm, in the belly. And perhaps you can follow the inhales and exhales. Follow with a kind of intimacy. Maybe as you exhale, to relax your belly. And sometimes if the belly is relaxed, as you inhale, the whole belly area expands outwards. Sometimes rather than the chest doing all the work of expanding, and it's the belly that expands. Taking a few moments to feel the belly moving as you breathe. And perhaps deeper inside than any tension or holding you have, or there's also a place where breathing can be at ease, easeful, relaxed. Even if parts of the breathing are not relaxed, see if you can find that place within. Some part in your body where the breathing, the sensations of breathing, just seem to just appear peacefully on their own. You don't think about an answer, but just see what arises for yourself. It's kind of like a contemplative question. Just see what response there is within you as you hear this question. And no response is fine. And this contemplative question is, for you personally, what is the opposite of hate? What inside of you corresponds to non-hate. What wholesome states in you and is there a place inside your body that you associate with this non-hate? The feelings, where are they in the body? What corresponds in your body to this state? And as we sit here, perhaps in a quiet, relaxed way, stay close to this place of non-hate. Maybe breathe through it. Breathe with it. If you drift off in thought, let go back into this place in your body, this possibility of non-hate. For these minutes we're here, perhaps you can trust, have faith in whatever there is inside that resonates with a wholesome state, possibility of non-hate. And then gently and carefully, perhaps you can open your mind to also be an expression of non-hate. Let your mind gently open, allow, operate in a relaxed way. And perhaps there's a reference, a way of being in the mind. Maybe in the corner of the mind or deep inside, where the mind's capacity for non-hate can be a reference point, a support, a home. Even if there is difficulty in the mind, aversion in the mind, acknowledge it and let it be. But if possible, center the mind on its capacity for non-hate. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, I would like to read to you some of the wholesome behaviors that the Buddha emphasized, behaviors that could represent non-hate. And you might listen to these and let these words or these ideas be received in some deep place with the idea that maybe they resonate with something that's true for you, real for you, inspiring for you. Maybe they are qualities that are relevant for how you want to live today, this week, this month, this life. Being compassionate toward all living beings. Reuniting those who are divided. Promoting friendship. Speaking gently and courteously. Speaking what is factual and useful. And wishing that others be free of affliction. To bring compassion to this world, to promote harmony, friendship, to meet people with gentleness and basic courtesy. To speak what is true by knowing something about how to speak the truth. Speaking what is useful. And wishing and supporting and helping others to be free of affliction. May it be that as we come out of this meditation, that whatever ways in which we've given ourselves over to the meditation, to practice, to whatever the intention we've had to be true, may it be for the benefit and welfare for all beings everywhere, so that all beings may have an experience of happiness, peace, of friendship and support. May all beings everywhere have the feeling, the experience, and the benefit of receiving great support for their lives. May we all support each other.